For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It may be trivial to some, but 50,000 Irish fans during the British National Anthem tells us quite a bit about mindsets south of the border. In my view, the heckling and booing was but another demonstration of the Anglophobic and anti-British attitudes that have poisoned contemporary Irish thinking and society. So wrote Muir Holmes, loyalist activist, in a tweet this weekend, and he joins us now. Muir, you're not happy with what happened at the Aviva.
Well, it's not so much that I'm not happy. I just think it is a demonstration of people's attitudes south of the border. You know, I think when you look at what happened at the Aviva Stadium, 50,000 or so Irish fans booing and jeering your British neighbour's sacred song. I don't think that's a good look for Irish fans.
Can I just come in on one point? And look, I was there. I wasn't happy about it either. It wasn't 50,000 fans. It wasn't even close to 50,000. It was certainly a significant number, but it was a minority. And they were loud and they were noisy, but it wasn't 50,000 fans or anything close to it.
Unfortunately, we can't take a straw poll. I admit that. But there were a significant and serious number of people who felt compelled to boo the national anthem of your British neighbours. And regardless of the finite detail of how many people exactly done it, it was classless, it was churlish, and it was a demonstration of disrespect from Irish people to their British neighbours. And listen, you know, I love footballing and sporting rivalry, and I think that's great. But I do think it does tell us something about people's mindsets and attitudes and how some people view any vestige at all of British identity and culture, you know. So I do think that is a reminder to us. I think it tells us about some people's attitudes south of the border.
Can I put it to you, and I'm not being defensive about this, because look, I found it disappointing myself on Saturday, but can I put it to you that if the Irish National Anthem, Aron Levine, was played in Windsor Park, it would be exactly the same. In fact, we don't even know what the reaction would be because it's never been played at a men's international game.
Well, listen, you make an interesting point. I mean, what I would say is that, you know, any booing of a national anthem, I think, is disrespectful. You know, I think we all have our cultural components.
Yeah.
We all have those things that
I agree with you. I suppose my point, Muir, is, and sorry to cut across, my point is, you can be absolutely sure it would be booed at Windsor Park.
Well, I honestly, you know, can't be sure of that. You know, I mean, I have seen English fans booing different songs and what have you. But I think we all have our cultural components. We all have things that are dear to us. And I think it's important to foster a culture of respect, regardless of what those things are. But I think what it tells us is that people do have this mindset south of the border where it's almost like, you know, any expression of British identity and culture they have opposition to. Some people, I think, you know, south of the border are trapped in what I would class as like a victimhood mindset, where they believe themselves to be, you know, the most oppressed people who have ever lived. They hoard historical complaints.
You do know exactly the same charge is levelled at the unionist community. That same charge is victimhood, the most oppressed people ever.
You can have that charge all you wish, but I'm not
saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that same charge is levelled at the unionist community as well.
Well, what I've seen at the weekend is, you know, the booing of my national anthem, something that's dear to me, and I think that tells me something about how people think, you know, within the Republic.
Well, it's not just in the Republic. I was at the Irish Cup final in Windsor Park, Cliftonville versus Linfield. There was widespread booing of the British National Anthem at that game, and that was in Belfast.
Again, I don't think it's a good thing that disrespect is spread across the island and even in some parts of mainland Great Britain. But again, I think we need to get to the point. You know, some people do live with that, you know, old view of the British state as if it's some sort of enemy. They're obsessed with summoning the ghosts of the past. I mean, this isn't 1916 anymore. You know, the Republic of Ireland have had independence for, you know, what is it, 75 years, a free state for over 100 years. Most people alive within the Republic will have not been oppressed by the British state. In fact, they will have been materially advantaged.
Again, though, I do, and I'm not in any way justifying it. I don't want to engage in whataboutery, but like we have seen scenes in Windsor Park where the Republic of Ireland have played horrendous scenes, fans being abused, or players being abused, all sorts of sectarian abuse levelled at them. Like, is this not just football? I mean, to come back to it, is it unfortunately, because I mean, the English rugby team play in the Aviva as well, and there's never any booing the national anthem. Is this not just the tribalism of football? We've seen Liverpool fans booing the British national anthem. We've seen Scottish fans booing the British national anthem. Is this not, in many ways, the tribalism of football, unfortunately?
I mean, there is an aspect to it about that. I think there's a bit of truth in what you're saying. It's easy to get caught up in that sort of mob culture or rivalry culture, you know, at a football match. And I can understand that. But you've also seen, you know, similar sentiments expressed through sport in the Republic of Ireland, you know, through things like the GAA. I mean, we've heard the GAA chanting about the Up the Ra songs that went that took place as well. So there is.
What is the GAA chant about? I'm not aware what you're referring to.
There have been various chants at GAA matches which celebrate and glorify, you know, Republican terrorism.
Well,
you know,
now to be fair, I regularly go to GAA games. I've never heard anything about Up the Ra at a GAA game personally.
We've seen. Do you remember the women's football team as well in the changing room singing Up the Ra too? So, you know, this isn't a one off. This has happened before, and it's happened across various sporting expressions. So, you know, you contrast that with rugby. I mean, I remember the anti-IRA song sung by the Cranberries, Zombie, at the World Cup, and I thought that was
English fans at the weekend. Again, I know you're not here to defend them, and they were singing derogatory songs about the Pope. Again, like, this stuff happens. Unfortunately, I think it's sad too, but it does happen in football matches.
It does happen in football, but I think it would be wrong to just limit it and confine it to footballing environments. But we are talking about what happened at the weekend. And what happened at the weekend is we heard thousands of people jeering a national anthem. We heard Irish fans outside the Aviva Stadium singing celebratory songs about Queen Elizabeth being dead. I think that's very disrespectful, and I don't think it's helpful for conducive and reconciled relationships.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Moore Holmes, loyalist activist, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.